Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Welcome back after a Thanksgiving weekend. This is the day where Laura dedicates the entire morning show to decorating the studio.
I am such a jolly little elf right now. It's
yes,
bringing
you are.
Me joy.
It is bringing you great joy.
It does.
Where the heck did you get that Christmas tree? It's the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
I found it in the dumpster.
Is it really the one from the front lobby they were throwing out?
Yes, it was destined for the dumpster. And
That's old school right there.
Yeah, and I knew that we were getting a new one out front. And as they were taking it back, I was like, whoa.
You dumpster dive the Tom and Laura
that?
Christmas tree?
Where are you going with that?
So there it is. It's one of the old-fashioned ones, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not familiar with it, old-school artificial tree, it's pretty much a bamboo pole, and you have to stick all the branches
yes.
in.
With, like, rusty metal clips.
Rusty. I see
rusty.
A lockjaw coming.
Yes, they're a little okay. rusty. Don't worry, we're going to fluff it. We're going to zhuzh it.
You're going to fluff and zhuzh?
We're going to fluff and zhuzh.
Is that a Christmas phrase? I've heard zhuzh before when cooking, but never fluff and zhuzh.
Oh, what is it? It's like time. To fluff and judge the tree. La 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 la.
La 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 la. La. All right, you're not going to hang them hideous snowflakes off the ceiling, are you?
Of course I am.
Last year I almost put an eye out.
You'll be fine.
Okay. And what else? I do like lights. I love
lights.
Yeah,
so I have some garland to put around our 94KX sign.
Oh, that's nice.
Or around the back of this window. Oh. I think we did that last year, but I'm going to wrap that first with lights. I have to double check that they're all working, though.
Oh, yes.
Because last
That's
year, do you remember we had
time.
Some of the snowflake lights?
Yeah.
That they died.
Yes, they did.
So I have to check my supplies that I carried in and brought up from the basement.
That's an interesting thing, too. What happens to lights during the summer when you pack them away after Christmas? You plug them back in the next year, they don't work.
They take a rest.
They expire is
Sometimes
what they do.
They expire. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, they take a rest and they pop right back on.
All right. So you're decorating, so, lady, today.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we have a lot to do. We have a giant direct item of the day.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And the 12 Days of Knoebel starts today.
Yes, it does.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And
Cosmo Claus is coming.
Mm-hmm. And we welcome downtown Lewisburg into the studio. Discover downtown Lewisburg with the Countdown to Christmas Holiday Giveaway.
Yes.
We have
so
that.
So many prizes.
And something brand new called the Gilson Snow Day, where every time it snows, you can qualify to win a snowboard. It doesn't matter if there's school, no school, two snowflakes, or 10 feet.
Then that means that today is the first Gilson Snow Day.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Oh, fun.
First day after the holiday. Your holiday went well?
It was very, very nice.
Nice, good.
We had a wonderful time, lots of good food, lots of time with friends and family.
That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. It was really fun.
Yeah,
how about yours?
Mine was great, too. I did manage to send you one photo of me and my mama.
I was at the Boscobs.
In the Boscobs in Wilkes-Barre. We was up on the fifth floor, I think.
You were shopping with your mama.
And then I took my mama down into the bargain basement.
You know what? Did you find your group gift, though? Because last year it was that the seal, the leak sealer. Remember?
The Flex Seal family of products.
Yes, the Flex Seal family
We did
products.
Go into the As Seen on TV.
Mm-hmm. Did you find anything?
Yes, I found a lot of really weird things, including that creepy guy with the porn mustache that sells MyPillow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's weird.
My mom even said, he looks creepy.
He looks creepy.
I said, of course he does.
And if Mama Morganza says that somebody looks creepy, you know
pretty
that
much
they look
do.
Creepy.
Yeah. So if you've never had the chance to go to Boscobs, as my mom calls it, Boscobs, in Wilkes-Barre, do it. Not to diss the one at our Susquehanna Valley Mall. It's very nice. But the one in Wilkes-Barre has four floors and free parking in the parking deck, which that deck looks like it should have been condemned back in the 70s. But still,
right.
It's fun to park in there. It's just
now,
it's a great experience.
Was that on Friday or Saturday?
I don't remember because I took the long holiday weekend. It was Saturday.
Saturday. I was going to say, you didn't go Black Friday shopping.
I actually did go Black Friday
Whoa.
Shopping locally.
Whoa.
And everybody's talking about the mobs and stuff. I didn't see a mob. I didn't.
I did not go Black Friday shopping.
I decided to go to some fun places like, well, I don't know if I can mention them because they don't advertise on radio.
Oops.
Big Lots. And those Dollar Tree and
right?
Dollar Store and Dollar General and Dollar Brand and
Get
Dollar
some
Here and Dollar.
Stuffers.
Yeah, I decided to go to those places. I had a good time.
Good so, for you. No, I went hiking on Black Friday. Opt outside. I'm pretty sure you got that.
Because nobody else is there.
There were a few people, but no, it was like 30 degrees cold.
Do you want to go to the mall and really have a physical challenge of hustle and bustle through crowds of people?
No.
Or do you want to go visit nature?
I wanted to visit nature, and I did. Hawk Mountain Sanctuary. If you haven't been, go. It was lovely.
There it is. That's why we have Laura here. The rest of us sat around and ate leftovers and watched football. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV.
For the first time in years, Toys R Us is opening new stores. But when you go inside, it's just one laptop connected to Amazon.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm Tom. Don't bother with Laura. She's hanging off the ceiling right now, putting some kind of fake pine.
Well, it's starting to get festive in here.
It is. It is starting to get festive.
It's going to take all 3 hours.
Yes, it is. It's going to be a 3-hour decorating party, and you have to listen to it, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate it. Plus some sound of the seasons there, Darlene Love, and Baby Please Come Home for Christmas. Now, that is the Christmas tree we had last year.
Yeah, so
we're
now
gonna
it
have
can
two
be
now.
Just here.
And it was this tiny little thing, mm-hmm. So you decided to put it on the counter space here in front of
That's
all
perfect.
Of us. That's perfect. It is. It's a nice touch.
I have my extension cord that you gifted me for my computer, but we can share.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I learned this from my dad a long time ago. A man could never have too many extension cords.
That's actually true.
So there you have
you,
it.
You especially find that true, especially this time of year as
yes.
well.
Yes, and mm-hmm. sometimes you get as anal as to get the color matching ones. If you're going to put it in the yard, it better be green. Oh, if it's going through the dirt, it better be brown.
That's how I roll.
On the house, in the house, it matches the carpet. Don't use a white one on the brown carpet.
Oh, I don't care about that. As long as it works, I don't care.
No, I care. I care deeply.
You decorated your house this weekend.
Yeah, no, not quite. Not all the way. We did not do the exterior.
Oh, it's a special.
Yes.
It's a special event. And News Guy Matt, you did the man cave over the weekend.
Man cave is completely done. The main floor is completely done, minus our tree, which we're getting this weekend.
There you go.
And we still have to do our exterior as well.
Oh, there will be exterior
There will
lights?
Be some exterior, yes.
So you need a tree this weekend?
We need a tree this
and
weekend.
And you need a tree this weekend?
I need a tree this weekend.
And I need a tree this weekend?
You know what that means?
That means Radio Family Christmas Tree Shopping.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Yay, hey! Let's go get breakfast and do it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
I'm serious.
I'm down.
Yes.
So am I. I'll do
really?
It. Well, it depends
Yay!
Because I travel here and there this weekend, too.
Oh, okay.
Got to get my mama a tree since Dad's not around anymore. So
Fair
I
enough.
Drive up yeah. to Wilkes-Barre and I get her a tree and... No matter what it looks like, she always says, that's the most beautiful tree I ever saw.
Of course it is.
I'm like, thank you, Mom. Last year, we got her one with no branches on it just to see if she'd say the same thing, and she did. So
she's grateful. She likes it.
Yes. Yeah. So I may do that Saturday, but Sunday may be around. I don't know. Whatever. If it fits into you guys, you know, your plans. But I did see a lot of cars on the road yesterday
with the
trees.
Trees
on top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, December 1, and they're out there getting them already.
I like
As they should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Well, that's a good question. How early is too early?
It's never too early. I'm actually disappointed I didn't get my tree yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
I am.
See,
I originally had plans to get
I'm
it yesterday.
My house now feels a little naked now that I have everything else up, but I don't have a tree in the
Well, and I moved the furniture to, like, because
no,
I had the
you
one chair.
Move the furniture where the tree's going.
Just
and
one chair.
It.
Just
okay,
one chair. So I moved the chair, like, around the one side of the rug.
Yeah.
And, like, the tree goes in the center of the windows.
Exactly. That's what
and
we're
so
doing.
There's a bare spot now where the tree belongs.
Exactly.
All right.
I might have to go tonight. Like, it's going to bug me.
It's going to bug you. I could tell.
Yeah,
I could
probably.
Tell it's going to bug you. All right. We've got the 12 days of Knoebels.
Cosmoclaws is coming to town.
And we have a key word for you to remember every single day. To
are
win.
We going
to
give it away today? Right now?
Yeah. What do? We just give the word away.
That's it. You just give the keyword and then you text the keyword to 49330 and then you're entered every single day to win some kind of Knoebels prize.
Why, do you think it's too early to do it now?
Absolutely not. Let's give it away because we'll mention it again all day long.
Oh, okay.
And you can enter once per day, every day. There you go.
Sounds like fun to me. What's today's secret word?
Today's secret word is reindeer.
You did that so game show-like.
Reindeer.
I liked it.
Today's secret word is reindeer.
Do you have to spell it correctly?
Because
God knows.
R-E-I-N-D-E-E-R.
Our text club members get a little creative once
reindeer,
in a while.
Reindeer. R-E-I-N-D-E-E-R. Reindeer is the word for Cosmoclaws. Checks that to 49330. And you are in it to win it. With Knoebels, give the gift of fun.
Mm-hmm. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Coming off a Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Lots of eating. Lots of football. The Macy's Parade. Did you watch the parade? Everybody in the world has it on, I think. Even if you don't watch any of it, you just like run in a room when you hear a good high school band or whatever.
Or else one of the Broadway shows performing in front of Macy's in Herald Square.
I thought of you because there's a ton of those.
It was wonderful.
And then, of course, the arrival of Santa Claus, mm-hmm. which excites everyone. I took a screenshot and sent it out to people like they weren't watching or something. I said, it's officially Christmas. Santa Claus is here. Now, if you weren't doing all of that, then, of course, you were watching the dog show.
I do like the dog show.
You've got to admire these people because, you know, there has to be something on the other channel. You know what I mean? So I kind of like when they try that. Like, you're ever watching, like, maybe Super Bowl? I don't know. But if ESPN doesn't have the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. then they show the Pro Bowling Championships or something.
Yes, they do.
And you're like, well, you got to watch something. Well, the dog show aired on Thanksgiving, the national dog show. And I think I love dogs, but that show gets annoying to me. But I actually enjoyed watching the highlights this year because Thor.
I saw him.
He was adorable.
He is awesome.
Thor the Bulldog won it all.
And the best in show tonight is the Bulldog.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Hey, nobody more surprised.
I can see Matt doing his job someday.
Well, play he's a play. Very complete dog, you know. He's not just one piece. He's many pieces together. He moves like a dream. I love this dog.
He moves like a dream?
He does. You ever see them
it's
trot
a bulldog.
On out?
They don't move like a dream. They move like a pile of junk. Boom, that's why boom, I love boom, them. Boom, yeah, they're all looking yeah. right. And there's all
Did
kinds
you see
of
the,
stuff falling
the beautiful
out of their
golden
mouth.
Retriever? He won in his group. In the, what is it? The,
yeah, but the bulldog won it all. Who
yeah, I know.
Thunk
best in show.
What were the odds makers thinking?
I don't know. Do people bet on the dog show? I'm sure they do.
Okay, you could bet on two cockroaches running across a bar room. I'm telling you what. I have. Let's hear it again, because I can picture news guy Matt, who also does okay. sports. I could picture him having this gig someday.
Show tonight is the Bulldog.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. My goodness. That's a big upset. Unbelievable.
The pug is upset.
Well, he's a very complete dog.
The pug was upset.
He's not just one piece. He's many pieces together. He moves like a dream. I love this dog.
I want to hear the guy who did the dog show there. I want to hear him do the SoCo game this weekend.
That'd be great.
Wanna...
It'd be
unbelievable.
The pug was upset.
The pug was upset.
Standard poodle is just devastated.
Now, does he mean the pug was upset, like an upset?
Yeah,
of
like an
game?
Upset, yes.
So the pug actually wasn't upset?
No, the pug was upset. Like, yes. Like they upset the pug.
Okay, so it wasn't upset like
No, not emotionally.
Like he wasn't peeing on the floor or anything like that.
I mean, maybe.
Well, maybe. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, working our way toward the 7 o'clock news, sports, and AccuWeather. Like we said, everybody has the day off today, except for Tom, Laura, and news guy Matt. So Matt yep. will be doing the sports as well. We have that coming up. Did you see anything weird? Where did you go for Thanksgiving? Your mom's house, or did you do one of these five stops on Thanksgiving?
No. Actually, we went to my husband's aunt and uncle's.
Okay, you see anything
outside
weird
Yanda.
In their house? Twitter asked the question,
no.
Did you see anything weird in the house where you went for Thanksgiving?
No.
And there were some pretty interesting things that we're seeing.
They actually recently renovated a portion of their home, and oh my goodness, is it absolutely gorgeous.
Oh.
Seriously. Oh,
okay.
They did a fantastic job.
My mom got new hardwood floors.
Did she now?
They're gorgeous.
Wow.
Now she has to get the felt stuff on the bottom of the furniture so that it doesn't scratch. That's what she told me.
Listen, here's the thing.
Okay.
No judgment. Mama Morganza's right. I totally bought some of that felt stuff, and I put it on my furniture after we redid our floors.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
So she was talking about that, but my mom's house has looked the same except the new hardwood floors.
Okay.
It's looked the same for like since 1972.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I did say to her, I was like, when are you going to take down that frame picture of my daughter in her tutu when she was 4 years old?
Never.
She's 23 now and lives in Pittsburgh.
Nope, never.
That's what she said. Never. I love that picture. So I was like, all right.
Aww.
So Twitter asked over the weekend, what are some of the weird things you saw? Number one was passive-aggressive framed art in the bathroom about bathroom etiquette. And they showed the picture of a frame. It looks like something you'd buy in like a country...
like
gift
a country
shop
store?
Or something.
Sure,
yeah, something like that. And it says,
like, if you tinkle when you sprinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the CD. I'm serious.
It's amazing.
First of all, you would know that too.
Didn't you ever hear that?
You've been to that house.
Yeah, like if you tinkle when you sprinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the CD.
Yeah, on a sign. Right? Close though. I like yours.
Okay.
This one said, sprinkles are for cupcakes, not for the toilet seat.
Oh, there you go.
And it's hanging above
shorter.
The toilet.
It's straight and to the point, actually.
Yes, right. That's true.
Mine's a little cutesy.
Okay, number two is craft beads in a urine sample cup.
Wait, what?
Wait.
Craft beads. So I guess those glass beads.
Yeah. Like
in like
bracelets.
An old hospital urinal on the back of the toilet.
Oh, that's nasty.
People may get the wrong idea there.
Here's number three. Number three is a shrine to former Atlanta Braves player Chipper Jones.
Oh. Okay, then.
No funny? Judgment. No?
That's random.
No judgment.
No, well, Elvis, maybe. You know, because every once in a while you want, Mom, when are you going to take the Velvet Elvis down?
I do have a few friends whose parents love Elvis.
Right.
And they have like those Elvis plates. They collected all
the collector's dishes.
Do you remember?
And so they have them in an illuminated break
case
front,
on the
whatever
wall.
They call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're going to have a blue Christmas, baby.
There you go. Okay, number four, edible strawberry body lotion in the bathroom.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
Go for it.
Wow. Number five, you might find in my mom's house, a calendar on the wall that hasn't been turned since September of 06.
Oh, no.
It's like, Mom, what is this? That's my favorite picture.
That's a lot of folks' grandparents.
Yeah.
Right. And here's another one you might find, and we warned you about it before Thanksgiving. The final one on the list, rusted containers of spices from the mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of that.
Mom, you didn't use this in the pie, did you? Why, sure I did.
Why? Yeah, I did. Why? What's wrong with that?
We are back.
What day is it?
It is Cyber Monday.
I can do all my Christmas shopping here.
We're talking Cyber Monday.
A wave of the future.
An estimated 76 million people will be shopping online today.
Buying some really dumb stuff online.
I can keep doing this all day.
You can buy it online.
I can do this all day.
But I never have to leave the house.
Let's go shopping.
Let's go shopping.
It's showtime.
Do you think that's why so many people are out this morning here at the station? Because they're all shopping for us?
No, I know Mark Lawrence is hanging out of a tree someplace. He's going hunting.
That's correct. Yes.
That's probably what he's doing.
Rob Center might be shopping.
Rob the Sports Center might be.
Yeah.
Cyber
he might
shopping.
Be shopping.
There he is in his big fuzzy jammies.
See, but I thought that was what you did on Cyber Monday. You went to work so you didn't burn a vacation or a sick day, and then you just procrastinate and do all your shopping at your desk.
This is also true.
Well said.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what we'll be doing later.
Obviously.
Of course.
But now it's on with the show. 94KX, Cyber Monday. Oh, and it is snowing just a little bit, huh? 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Every snow day is a Gilson snow day with Tom and Laura. Coming soon, your chance to win a Gilson snowboard, a snow day
a
snowboard.
Custom snow day snowboard.
Yeah, we're going to design it ourselves with a Tom and Laura snow day. Gilson snow day.
Awesome.
Maybe even our faces on it? Nah, who'd want to?
Nobody wants our faces on it.
Nobody wants our faces on the board.
Maybe
anyway.
Murphy's face on the board.
There you go.
We can put Murphy's face on.
Speaking of Murph, where is he? Is he under the tree?
No, the Murph is at home with his dad.
Oh, okay. He's taking a Monday off?
Yep, with the hubby. They got to sleep in today with the weather and stuff.
It's all good.
He's on in to Monday morning.
We do have snow in the forecast, a 1 to 3 total accumulation, but just didn't seem to develop this morning. Southern Columbia doesn't have school in Penn Tech called off today. But other than that, WinterNet has not been activated. So that's all good. But let's get in the Christmas spirit by counting down to Christmas with downtown Lewisburg.
We have a great prize today because it basically means that you can shop anywhere you want to.
But that gift was given to us by a great member of downtown
Lewisburg.
Yes,
that's right. This is from First National Bank this morning. So thank you to First National Bank. $50 worth of downtown Lewisburg gift certificates in this envelope.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
That's right. To snag one of these gift cards, be caller number 4 on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We have another winner.
This is caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
All right. Great.
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Tom Powell, PA.
Where are you from again, Tom?
Liverpool, PA.
All right, it's breaking up a little bit. You're on your way to Lewisburg, PA, to do some downtown shopping.
Great, thank you so much.
Yeah, we're counting down to Christmas with all of the fine merchants of the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. And one of them is actually a bank, but they're helping you shop.
That's right. Courtesy of First National Bank this morning, you have yourself a gift certificate to any of the participating merchants in downtown Lewisburg. Don't forget, Late Night Shoppers Night is this coming Friday.
Yeah, see you there, Tom.
All right, thank you so much.
94KX, with Tom and Laura in the morning in late night TV.
The wife of children's TV icon Mr. Rogers revealed in a new interview that he would regularly fart in front of her to make her laugh. And she would laugh to make him stop.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura is dedicating the entire morning show to decorating the studio festiver, if that is a word, than it has ever been since we've been on the air.
I am going to have to take a break, though. I'm getting a little hungry. Oh. I didn't eat breakfast yet.
Would you like to send out for Chinese or something?
I need to power up and prepare.
Didn't you bring one of those green shakes, or is that a Christmas decoration?
No, it's a green shake. I need to drink it.
Is that a Christmas decoration?
It does. It kind of looks like it.
That's a good way to put it, actually.
All right. You want to take a break now, or
no? Let's do birthday buddies.
Matt and I can handle it if we have to. You know,
it is looking festive, though.
It is looking
Thank
festive.
You.
When does a holiday room, a house, if you will, when does it go beyond festive and become rather crowded?
I want it to be a little tacky. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, what are you doing?
Snowflakes. Yep, the snowflakes are going on the ceiling. That's the next step. But I have to finish the garland over here on this window.
Okay.
Yes. On the WKOK window.
All right, so we could look in at the KO people. Mm-hmm.
You can't be too tacky, though, on Christmas, in my opinion.
No, and I need a power strip.
Are you sure you can't be too tacky on Christmas?
I am absolutely sure. This is the time to put stuff up.
Laura?
Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
I got you.
I know you do.
I'm glad you have each other there. It's a warm, fuzzy feeling. Because I think, you know, sometimes it becomes like, wow.
I want that Christmas tree turned on in the corner.
Right.
To see if I need to bring in more lights.
Okay.
And I need a power strip.
Well, go look for one. There's got to be an extra one around here somewhere.
Yeah, I could steal one from somewhere.
Probably. Yeah. Maybe.
You just be careful where you steal it.
That's true.
Sometimes it takes radio stations off the air, or sometimes they never get on the air.
There it is.
There you have it. Yeah. All right. It's that time for birthday buddies. But first, we check the musical birthdays, and the list is almost as long as the birthday buddies. Listen to this. My man, Charlie Puth, is 28 years old today.
Hey.
I love me some Charlie. My brother was like, who is he? I'm like, try to move past the 1980s, will you please? Speaking of it, the 90s, Britney Spears is 38 years old today. Do you have anything to sing?
Mimey.
I have to think about it.
Yeah, please do. And then wait till we turn the microphones
off. It's time for buddies again. Every weekday morning.
Ow.
Radio. It's time for buddies again. It's pretty good.
It is pretty good. Nelly Furtado is 41 today. We don't have any Nelly to sing. Treach from Naughty by Nature, 49 years old. Wow. Nate Mendel is 51. He's from the Foo Fighters. And Rick Savage from Def Leppard is 59 today. Those are the musical birthday buddies. Now, it's the local celebs, as we call them, Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Brad Wirtz. He's 35 today.
A very happy birthday to Jeff Zerbe, 62.
Marley Clock is 37. Happy birthday.
Bradley Harris is 48 today.
Joelle Fosna is 38.
Matt Natchway from Middleburg is 48. Happy birthday.
Chris Wetzel from Marion Heights, 45.
Kaylee Hart from Sunbury is 24.
Monisa Wagner from Muncie. Lordy, she's 40. Happy birthday.
Danielle Cook from New Columbia is 36.
Chrissy Mott from Danville is 44.
Robin Ryder from Milton is 51. Happy birthday.
Donald Hauser is 35 today.
Leanna Yerger from Salins Grove is 25.
Shannon Schreck from Montgomery is 47. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Jean Waltz from Bloomsburg, 60 years old.
Lisa Beach from Montoursville is 56.
Tanya Guffey from Lewisburg is 49. Happy birthday.
And on the text club, just arrived in like seconds ago. Wow. Birthday buddies, please. Deborah Laporta is 63 years old today.
And from Facebook over the holiday weekend, Jackson Romanesk from Riverside turned 9 years old.
Ah,
happy birthday. Years old.
Yeah, everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Text us at 49330 or call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Love that song. 94KX with Maroon 5. Tom and Laura in the morning. And it's a Movie Mike Christmas special. It has just become a Movie Mike Christmas special.
It has.
Movie Mike brought the whole family in. The kids are here. And the little guy is freaking out over the Christmas decorations.
He loves the tree. He loves the snowflakes. He's helping me decorate. Good job, Logan. Good job, Jordan.
Yeah, movie Logan and movie Jordan, we'll call them. Movie Mike's kids. There
movie
you go.
Logan and movie Jordan.
I'm so glad.
The movie McGranahans.
The movie McGranahans. Mm-hmm. There you go.
The movie McGranahans.
Coming up tonight on Fox TV, it's the movie McGranahans at 8.
I like
the idea.
I like it.
I wanted Mike to be here for this. It is the 30th anniversary this week.
Okay.
The 30th anniversary of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Is it really?
1989.
Tis the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Take it, Russ.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas.
Clark, I think it's best if everyone just goes home before things get worse.
Thank God we're all right.
Clark, we're stuck under a truck.
Do you honestly think I don't know that?
That thing had 9 lives. She just spent them all.
Love that for new amateur recreational saucer sled land speed record, Clark W. Griswold Jr.
Yeah!
Save the neck for me, Clark.
Okay, Eddie.
Yuck.
I told you we put it in too early.
Ooh, it's just a little dry. It's fine.
Plug him in, Clark!
It's a Christmas miracle.
The 30th anniversary of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation this week.
I saw it on opening weekend.
I'm sure
did
you did.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a big Chevy Chase fan.
Oh, wow.
And this movie never ceases to crack me up from start to finish. I know the whole thing by heart.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was back when Movie Mike was just a youngster.
Yeah. Well, 89, I was in college at the time.
Okay.
So okay.
I guess still relatively
I love
youngster.
The Griswolds. I just love the Griswolds.
I love the McGranahans. The movie Mikes are all in the studio here today.
I'm excited that you're the movie McGranahans.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that a cool name?
You have a syndicated show now.
Yeah.
Seriously, the movie McGranahans. So
that includes movie Logan and movie Jordan.
And movie Jordan, exactly.
Along
but then collectively, you are the movie McGranahans.
Yeah, okay. It would be much less gross than the reality programming that is usually on at our home.
Yeah,
they're addicted to that show with that dermatologist. With
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, I can sit through any horror movie, no matter how disgusting. I mean, I've seen the Human Centipede movies. I cannot get through an episode of that show without getting sick to my stomach.
I'm with you, Mike.
Oh my gosh, could
I'm
you imagine
totally
though?
You.
It could have cameos by Papa Joe.
Yeah.
And that could be like his name is Papa Joe.
Papa Joe comes over from the news radio WKOK
right?
studio
yeah.
and joins the movie McGranahans tonight on Fox.
I like it a lot.
It could work.
Anyway, thanks for bringing the whole family. You know how once in a while when we were kids, we would like eat snow when we were in the yard?
Yes.
Yeah, Jordan's eating the artificial snow in here now.
That's okay. The snowflake won't hurt him.
No, it's fine.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg. For current features and showtimes, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Kid Rock went off on a vulgar tirade against Oprah during a performance at his own honky-tonk bar in Nashville, inviting her to, let's just say, perform a vulgar act. Not surprisingly, he was hammered, so much so that when he was finished, he had to be helped off the stage by some kind of uniformed officer. He also took aim at Joy Behar and Kathy Lee Gifford, but he denied he was a racist for hating on Oprah. To be fair, he may not have said anything overtly racist, but he did make some sort of slurring, half-formed point about Oprah trying to make white women believe something, which technically doesn't sound not racist, but it's hard to understand exactly where he was going with it. On Friday, he said why he doesn't like Oprah. He said, quote, "My people tried to get me to do the Oprah Winfrey show years ago, and her people wanted me to write down 5 reasons why I loved her and her show. I said, bleep that and her. End of story."
Oh, boy. Happy holiday.
Right?
And just a reminder that Kid Rock grew up very, very rich and adopted this poor redneck persona.
Yeah, which is all fake.
Yeah, it's all fake. So that guy's weird.
He's a fraud.
Now, last week, we talked about a Michael Jackson biopic coming up. Well, it gets even stranger. Even without all the controversial, creepy stuff, Michael Jackson was an eccentric guy, and now there's another equally eccentric musical in development about his life. The production is called For the Love of a Glove, an unauthorized musical fable about the life of Michael Jackson as told by his glove. And yes, that's exactly what it is. The playwright says he'd been hired by a TV network to write a story about Michael's life, and he came up with a really unique take
they weren't feeling it, so he decided to develop it for the stage on his own. He said, quote, everything MJ has been accused of has actually been caused by his glove, which is an alien from outer space. Johnny Depp is producing this thing, which somehow doesn't seem surprising at all.
No.
And it doesn't sound like he's involved beyond that, so... I don't want to know
where that glove has been.
I don't either.
No.
And I actually edited out a little part of that we couldn't talk about on the radio.
Thank you very much.
Meanwhile, Frozen 2 made an estimated $85.2 million over the traditional three-day weekend and $123.7 million if you count the full five-day holiday weekend from Wednesday through Sunday. Both the three-day and the five-day numbers were Thanksgiving records. In second was Knives Out, which debuted with $41.7 million over the five-day weekend. Ford versus Ferrari was third with $13.2 million. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood was fourth with $11.8 million. And Queen and Slim had a very good opening in fifth place with $15.8 million over the five-day weekend. So a lot of people were going to the movies this weekend.
You betcha. Your kid is absolutely destroying the studio.
Well, he's destroyed our home, so I thought I'd bring him here and have all new stuff to do.
I've never seen him this fired up. He is ready for Christmas.
He loves the decorations. The snowflakes play.
Uh-huh.
He loves the snowflakes.
Yes. So it's the movie McGranahan's coming soon to 94KX.
Our wacky adventures.
Thanks for bringing him in.
I like it.
Logan is so laid back. He just kind of hangs out.
But he's the best big brother,
though. But this little guy, Jordan, man, he's going to be a handful if he isn't already.
Yeah, he wears us out. We spend a lot of time wrangling him.
No.
But we love him, and we're glad for every second of it.
You better believe it.
As I'm currently wrangling.
Yeah, you're in charge of taking care of him for now. We'll see you Friday.
See you then.
Maybe the whole family, maybe not.
This one has school on Friday,
Okay.
Poor Logan.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
See you Friday.
There's the next. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work. What a festive show this has turned into.
Fun.
With you decorating the studio, that's one thing. The movie McGranahan's are having quite the party here. We should have put up a punch bowl or something and maybe some snacks.
Papa McGranahan just came into the studio.
And Joe McGranahan, who is going to be on news radio, coming up at 8:30, popped in, and the grandchildren got all excited to see him. Isn't that cool? That's pretty neat.
It is one big family up here on the hill.
Jordan, the littlest McGranahan, shared my banana with me. That's my mid-morning snack.
Mm-hmm.
That kid could house a banana.
He can eat. That kid can eat. Obviously, Movie Mike never feeds him ever.
Yeah, right. You know, when you have that kid that eats like that, people do look at you funny. They look like, whoa, he's hungry. Don't you feed him? It's like, no, some kids eat more than other kids.
He's sturdy.
Oh, come on. He's a sturdy boy.
He is.
We got to get him a Giant gift card. Giant is making shopping easier and easier all the time. And now with Giant Direct, their new online shopping experience. Shopping doesn't get any easier than that. We have a Giant Direct item of the day every morning this week, and it gives you the chance to win with Sean Carey later on today, if you remember the direct item of the day.
Okay, so this whole week is all about the Very Merry seasonal favorites.
Oh, this is going to be great.
The holiday collection that they have, their limited time originals, Giant brand.
Uh-huh.
I'm probably going to Giant this morning, and then I will be bringing in my waffle iron tomorrow because they have gingerbread pancake and waffle mix for $2.99.
Wait a minute now. So you're saying not only is this the Giant Direct item of the day where you can win, but it could be a Try It Tuesday item tomorrow?
There it is.
Oh, my goodness. Say it again for the people to remember.
All you have to remember, you don't even need to remember the price, is just the Giant Direct item of the day is the holiday gingerbread pancake and waffle mix.
Gingerbread pancakes.
Do you know what? Wow. They have so many. Waffles. I'm not going to give all of the awesomeness away, but for the next 4 days, I'm going to give one of these seasonal favorites, a Very Merry seasonal collection at Giant. How fun is that?
There you go. Gingerbread pancake and waffle mix. Today's direct item to remember and maybe win later.
With 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Monopoly just released a longest game ever edition. Longest game ever, where the only way to win is to buy all 66 properties in the game. So if you didn't get into a fight with your family on Thanksgiving, this ought to do it.
Tom Tom and Laura in the morning with the KX Classic. What would Christmas be without Johnny Mathis music? Wouldn't it be great to have that kind of career where you just sit around all year round and you only make money on Christmas when people play your music? That would be great. It is the most wonderful time of the year. Friends coming over and snooping in your medicine cabinet.
That is a thing.
Yeah.
It is a thing. There's a pretty good chance that the people that came over your house for the holidays were looking around in your bathroom. 60% of us do that. 60.
What?
That's just a violation.
60%. Yeah, there's a Seinfeld for that.
I don't know. What were you doing opening her medicine cabinet?
I didn't open it. It was open. I just nudged it a little.
You were snooping.
I was not snooping. I did not break the seal. There was no breaking and entering. I wouldn't do that.
I would.
I always open medicine cabinets.
Well, I trust people not to do that.
Big mistake.
60% of us do it. I have never, I'll be honest with you, I have never looked in anyone's medicine cabinet. Not even my mom and dad's. I just don't.
It just wouldn't be appealing to me.
Not at someone else's house.
Yeah, no.
What if you get caught doing it, too? Not that anybody would walk in on the bathroom.
Super awkward.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like,
I was just looking for some Tylenol.
Oh, is that your escape hatch?
I was looking for some Tums.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not that the dinner.
Too much eggnog.
Yeah, it must have been the eggnog. It wasn't the dinner. I'm just looking for a Tums. Anyway, the list also goes on to say not only do we snoop in the cabinet, but sometimes we use the host's products.
Now, that's really messed up.
No, that's a violation.
51% of us use the other person's shampoo.
Yeah, no.
Toothpaste. Conditioner.
No, you have to ask. You have to ask
exactly.
For that.
Lotion.
Like, if you're a guest.
I don't let anybody touch my hair products. That's number one.
Okay, then.
First of all.
Said the man.
With his hand up.
Just saying.
That's okay. Hey, that's your hair product.
Exactly.
Mouthwash.
Ew, I hope you have those little paper cups.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, if only you had the paper cups, that's all right. But if you drink out of the bottle, then yeah, that's a no-no.
Shaving cream.
That's
a violation.
Yeah. You just don't do it.
Facial cleanser. What? That's private, isn't it? What you clean your face with late at night?
It's on your hand, I guess. But
yeah, but facial moisturizer.
I have certain friends that I visit regularly where, like, it's sort of, when they come to visit me and I go to visit them, it's like, hey, can I use your blow dryer? Should I bring shampoo? And she's like, no, my God, don't. No, it's fine. Right. But I'm talking friends for 15 plus years.
Exactly. That's different.
Like, when I go up to visit my friends in Syracuse, like my girl Carrie, I don't have to take much, but I take my personal products.
But you don't use her facial cleanser,
no,
do you?
No. Like, I take my own things. But, like, shampoo, conditioner, that kind of thing. Like, she has stuff there for me, but that's because we've been driving back and forth to visit each other in 81 for the better part of 12 years now.
There you go. Number 9 is toner. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, that's like an astringent for your face. No, toner, like an astringent for your face.
Again, somebody's private thing. And finally, number 10 is under the eye cream.
Oh, no. What?
No.
That's expensive.
That's first of all, yeah.
Just don't do it. So all of a sudden, looking in the medicine cabinet.
Doesn't seem so bad.
No, because people are actually using the stuff in there. No. Would you ever use someone else's toothbrush?
Absolutely not.
Oh, no way. Ugh.
21% of people say they have
really?
Used some.
That should be zero.
It should be zero.
It should be zero.
What is wrong with you people?
I even share my husband's toothbrush. Nasty.
Yeah, me neither.
I get weird.
My wife hates my toothbrush.
That's one of those things, like an emergency situation only.
Yes, no question.
Like the husband's toothbrush has been used. Like I'm like, oh my God, I forgot. Oh no, wait, never mind. There's a CVS. I can go get myself. No, that's gross.
News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Counting down to Christmas. And discovering downtown Lewisburg just in time for the holiday, we've got a chance for you to win a $200 shopping spree in downtown Lewisburg just for winning every day with the fine merchants of downtown Lewisburg. Today we gave away some gift cards, compliments of First National Bank in downtown.
We did. $50 worth of gift cards to downtown Lewisburg and all of the participating businesses there. Here's the thing, 2 times every day.
Mm-hmm. So sometime today we're going to win from Taste Kraft as well.
Oh my gosh, have you ever had the macaroons?
Yeah!
Oh, they're so good. My husband bought me some and had them in my stocking last year.
For some reason, it's Christmas for me. You can eat macaroons anytime.
Yeah.
But I like them only at Christmas. I eat them at Christmas.
Yeah. The little sandwich cookies. Not the coconut kind dipped in chocolate. Yes. The little fancy pants French sandwich
fancy
ones.
Pants.
They are.
Downtown Lewisburg wants you to count down to Christmas with 94KX and your chance to win every day and, of course, qualify for that $200
I'm almost done.
You're almost done Christmas shopping?
No, I'm almost done
decorating the studio.
Yes. So maybe we'll go Facebook Live to show our listeners what it looks like. What do you think?
We should, because you've done quite a job again this year.
I try.
Well, I just stand around and press the buttons.
But I need you to stand around and press the buttons. So.
That's what I do. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. You did a great job. I got to tell you, you did a great job decorating the studio.
Thank you so much.
You know, I'm one of them guys that love it all going on with one switch. But we can't do that. We have used several outlets.
Yes.
Everything is twinkling and beautiful.
Overload. I do miss the snowflake lights, but I think that might be overkill.
Ah, the snowflake lights. Remember I didn't those? Even remember them until you said that.
Yeah, we had the snowflake lights, and then I took them down and I put up the old-fashioned bulbs.
Mm-hmm. See, I have a way of decorating the house differently every year, mm-hmm. and then that way it's always new.
Yeah, I kind of do that too.
But some people don't like it that way.
The tree kind of goes in the same spot in the house.
See, I'll move mine around.
No, because I don't want it too close to a heater because it's a real tree.
That's a good point.
And then on top of that, the big picture window in the front of my house just is begging for the tree to be Deb's Mac Center.
So then people drive by and see it.
There it is.
They're very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have how many Christmas trees in here? One, two, three?
We have three lit Christmas
trees. Three lit Christmas trees
and
several other ones.
And then we have like four mini tinsel-y trees.
Everywhere.
Lots of Christmas
trees. On every counter, on every piece of broadcast equipment.
I know it's towards the end of the show, but we could go Facebook Live.
We probably should.
And just say hi.
Yeah. And a quick look around so people can see what we've done.
Yeah.
Because I think it is officially Christmas time. Now, we've talked about this before. Santa shows up in the Macy's parade. But this weekend, I'm okay with Christmas music now. I don't like it.
I am too. I want it sprinkled in, though. Kind of like we were doing this morning.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what we'll continue to do.
Sprinkle it in.
Play one once in a while.
Over the next 25 days, give or take.
So you're punching up the Facebook Live now. Yeah. Sean Carey's on the way in just a bit. And we're going to show you our studio and what it looks like. And hopefully you will continue to decorate at home and get things all decorated. Is there a way that they could watch our video and then send us a picture of their house? That would
be
kind of funny.
They could comment. That would be amazing. I would love to see folks' Christmas decorations.
Okay. That would be great.
So we'll go live. People can watch and comment. But then if they want to, they can share them on the 94KX Facebook page. I really would like to see other people's decor.
So would I. Like, even if it's one ornament, one room, one tree, whatever. Let us see it. That would be great. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.
And it is Christmas time.